One of the things I wanted to talk to my guests about, particularly you, Tiffany, during the break, we were talking about how the young man who called Jackie, you said that he might not want to know all of the information, taking it in stages. Why is that important?
Well, you know, a brain tumor is a tricky thing. If it grows towards one part, like, if it's the frontal lobe, it could cause blindness. It could cause hearing. I mean, there's so many different things. You just don't know. It's just a variable that you can't really. My dad's was more in the back, so it controlled memory. Sometimes he would struggle with
words.
What word do I want to use to describe this? But he was sharp as a tack. His humor, it didn't change his personality. And I think that's what I was most grateful. He was still the same person, because a lot of times your personality changes. There's so many things that you can be told by the doctors, and then there's so many things that just happen.
Were there certain things about your father when it comes to him, as far as him being the Johnny Cochran, being a man, that was challenging for him that you ever saw? Any signs?
I didn't really see anything, that saddened me. His energy level, what I think was kind of what bummed him out, because, he loved to travel and loved to go places, and that was curbed, definitely. But no, apart from anything else, because he was still able to get his point across, and all he wanted to do was walk me down the aisle at my wedding. So once he did that, he was like,
I'm good.
I'm good. I can do anything.
Right.
So, and we're just, and again, I never put any pressure on him. I was like, I will get you a cane and put some tulle and some rhinestones around it. And he was like, I don't want a cane. I'm going to walk. And, and that's the happiest memory I'll always
have.
And I know that that's what he wanted to accomplish. And he
and
got
he did
to do it.
He got both things. He wanted to see Easter. He saw that.
He walked you down the aisle.
He did that. Crystal, before the break, we talked about how difficult it is knowing at particularly a young age that there's a possibility that you could die. At that time, you were a mother of two. You were a wife. So how did you process that?
At first it was honestly a little bit of anger. I had a hard time. I was one of those overachievers and kids that doesn't like to ever acknowledge that you have a weakness. And this was one of the things that I think destroyed my marriage, because I wasn't, it's hard for a person who's married to someone to watch them hurt and not know how to help them. And I didn't seek help from him because I was almost angry that I needed help. It caused us to have a huge issue because I was afraid, and he was a very open person that wanted to talk about, she's going to be fine. She's great. And I wasn't. I'm like, I'm not fine. This is not, he keeps saying that everything is fine and I'm angry about the way we just didn't understand it. And I ended up going through a separation and eventually a divorce less than a year after my surgery, which was another devastating thing.
Because of that?
Because of the communication breakdown. And he was, one of the things that bothered me is he was sharing with people about my illness, and I didn't want to, I wasn't sharing.
So other people outside of close family members didn't know you were dealing with cancer?
No. He was sharing with the people at his job. I'm so proud of her for handling this. And I'm like, I'm not okay for you to be sharing this. That's
personal
information.
Like an invasion
of privacy. And now looking back, 7 years later, I can see that it was his way of handling it.
That's his way of coping.
It was extremely disrespectful, and it made me very angry. But inevitably, it ended up in a divorce. So I went through a divorce and still realized my mortality all in a short period of time. But it was the best thing for me because I fell in love with myself. I had been loving the children and the husband, God and church and everyone, and not loving Crystal. At that point, I got totally reacquainted with myself. It was totally internal. Your hair falls out, was thinning, and then you can see it falling. My skin changed, and seeing all those things happen to yourself at this point in time felt, and then being alone was extremely difficult, but it caused me to go internal. And I literally fell in love with myself. I fell in love with my kids. In a total different way, my mother, and the friends that were there were friends that I had that would, it just wanted me to be okay, you mm-hmm. know, and I was able to really enjoy friendships where before I wasn't doing that to the degree that I needed to, you know, and I also learned that it's okay to rely on people.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I learned mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. celebrate my imperfections.
Sometimes I believe, you know, I had a friend, her name was Shanae Kelly. I'll never forget it. When I was first diagnosed, she was in her 30s when she was first diagnosed, and so was I. And she told me one of the first conversations that we had, and I remember driving down 285 with my sunroof back, and something was swirling in my car, and I realized it was my hair that was coming out. And so I closed so I'm on the phone with her. I'm crying because my hair is coming out. And she told me, "You are going to be grateful for cancer." And I thought, she has lost all of her mind. And when I finally got through my journey and I called her and I said, "You gave me, out of all the people, the most sound and best advice," because I would have never thought that sometimes a gift will come in the nastiest of mm-hmm. packages, but it is a gift just the same. Mm-hmm. So cancer for me, and I want you to all talk about this as well. For me, it taught me how to live on purpose. It taught me how to be authentic in myself before. And I know you know this, Tiffany, and possibly you too, Crystal, and maybe you, Ezel, that it's difficult sometimes to say no. Mm-hmm. You want to please everybody.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And if, mm-hmm. Or if you say no, you have to explain why.
Why?
No, but right. because I have to do. Now, mm-hmm. no is no. Mm-hmm. I do not give an explanation. No. If I don't want to do it, I do not do it. Mm-hmm. If I am tired, the answer is no.
Right.
Whatever I want to do, if I am there, it's because I want to be there. Mm-hmm. I do every. If I am in the grocery store and there's a song that comes on, I dance because I feel like it. Mm-hmm. I'm no longer concerned with other people's opinions because I realize I don't know y'all in this grocery store. I am not crazy. If I'm not bothering anybody,
right.
then I'm going to dance because I feel like it.
Right.
Because life is a gift mm-hmm. and you never know when your time will be up. Mm-hmm. So if because you don't know, I want to live on purpose in the amount of time that I have. And when my number's up, I want to be able to know that I've done whatever it was that God put me on this earth for, and it's time for me to come back right. to Him. So I will ask you, Ezel, what's the good thing about cancer that it's taught you?
Well, it's taught me to relax. It has taught me to love. It really has.
Mm-hmm.
Because I found a lot of love within myself
mm-hmm.
that I needed to share.
Mm-hmm.
And I discovered that I was locked within myself because I was so in tune to what was happening in the world. And for those 6 weeks that I was in bed, I realized, you know, it's not all about that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's not all about that. It's about living your life, enjoying the life, enjoying the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, once I discovered that and then all of a sudden I'm hit with my son having cancer,
mm-hmm.
I had to revert back to that attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And that attitude is so important. That we have, that we discover the true love that's locked within us.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it takes things like that to go through life to experience those things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oftentimes we don't have the moment to do it because mm-hmm. we're so busy in the busy world. And then all of a sudden we're struck down with this opportunity. And you have a time to reflect and to prune yourself.
Mm-hmm. Prune, that's a good way of putting it.
Absolutely.
I like that. One of the things I will say, too, I think that we all are in a special club, caregivers and survivors, in that I think we know something that the rest of the world doesn't really see. Like you say, the things that people concern themselves with or they get upset about,
mm-hmm.
when you really put it all the way down to the bottom, it doesn't really matter.
Sure. Absolutely.
And, you know, it's just, it's wasted.
Right.
So for you, Tiffany, and for you, Crystal, I want you to tell me, I'll start with you, Tiffany, what has cancer taught you that's made you better?
Don't sweat the small stuff. Let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be angry. Mm-hmm. Forgive and love. Mm-hmm. And you know what? When I tell my daughter, be kind. Mm-hmm. Because when you're kind to people, they respond to that.
Mm-hmm.
And just live your life with a smile on your face. And I'm not talking about, you know, a faux smile.
right.
But I'm talking about wake up with an attitude of gratitude and be grateful mm-hmm. for everything you have and for the moments. And so what I'm trying to do with my child is kind of let her know that all these moments make up a wonderful life for her.
Mm-hmm.
Going to the store. Let's celebrate it.
Yeah, let's have fun going to the store.
You know, we're partying people, so we're going to party.
What about you, Crystal?
It taught me to, I was working for tomorrow. I was living for tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I was not enjoying the moment today because I was so busy trying to build a life that I would be able to enjoy tomorrow. I wanted to enjoy my children. You know, you go to practice. My daughter was in ballet, tap, jazz, soccer. It was just everything was trying to make them into these well-rounded children. And it was church two or three times a week. It was working for tomorrow. And mm-hmm. I was not enjoying or cherishing the day. And it taught me that my goal in life is not, if I had passed at 31, the client that I didn't get or the extra work that I was constantly doing would not have been a really sad way to go.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't just looking forward to spending time with my kids, doing nothing, not mm-hmm. practice, not mm-hmm. the new Disney movie, but just mm-hmm. us sitting and laughing. And I really had no clue that was the meaning of life at that mm-hmm. age. I thought it was about the stuff. You know, I remember mm-hmm. being angry because at 30, my book wasn't out yet. Mm-hmm. I had the deal, but I was like, I should be this accomplished person. And God brought that in at that point. And
what's the name of your book before we go, Crystal?
Under the Cherry Moon.
Under the Cherry Moon. The Prince song.
It was.
Yeah. That was a movie,
Prince,
too.
Yeah, it was. Music.
You know, I love Prince.
Mm.
I hope you all enjoyed listening to my guest. Thank you all so much, Tiffany Cochran Edwards, Crystal Jordan, and Ezel Blues. Thank you so much for being here and being
Thank
so transparent. I appreciate it. One of the things that I will end by saying is, there are times that I talk about tweeting when I run, and I remember there was a time I couldn't walk up steps, and now I can run 4 or 5 miles. So people always talk about, oh, I can't do this. Let me tell you something. I am filled with such gratefulness because I don't look like what I've been through,
right.
but I've Amen. Been through it. So because I have, I celebrate it. So I'm going to run on until I can't run no more. And until next time, I hope you check in with us right here on Your Health Connection. Jaquetta Williams telling you bye-bye. Until next time.
You've been listening to Your Health Connection. This program is made possible by funding from the National Institutes of Health and the Center for Cancer Research and Therapeutic Development at Clark Atlanta University. For more information, please call 404-880-6878 or go to www.ccrtd.cau.edu. If you would like to listen to this show on demand, just go to wcok.com and click on the Your Health Connection page. For Jaquetta Williams and producers Dr. Kimberly Davis and Rob Maynard, this is Jamal Ahmed. Thanks for listening to Your Health Connection.